please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark, an alternative text for tonight, chapter 9, verses 2 and following. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud. "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." And so we do. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. Peter, James, and John are led up to a high mountain by Jesus. They are in for a mountaintop experience like they've never been in before. A mountaintop experience, it is. It is unforgettable. It is marking. It is shaping. It reshapes you. There on the mountain, Jesus was transfigured before their eyes. Nobody really understands the word transfigured, but it means change in appearance. His clothes became white, whiter than snow, whiter than anybody could bleach them on earth. And Peter looked at that and he said, "Oh, goody." And then they noticed 2 men speaking with Jesus, and Luke tells us they were talking about his exit, his crucifixion and resurrection were just days away. And who were those 2? Of course, Moses and Elijah. The only problem with that is that Moses had been dead for 15 or more 100 years, and Elijah was history for 750 years. How could, without photo ID in those days, Peter, James, and John recognized those 2 from the Old Testament, 2 giants from the Old Testament, Moses, the lawgiver, and Elijah, the man of mighty words, restored the life to 2 young men and was the advisor to King Ahaz when God said, "Get lost, hide yourself by the brook Cherith." He was used to live in the light. He was the headlines of the daily news in Israel. Now, he was supposed to hide himself by the brook Cherith. Noble Elijah didn't say, "Wait a minute, what are my retirement benefits here? I'm an advisor to the king, and you're retiring me?" God said, "No. The ravens are going to feed you, and you will drink from the brook. So no more another goblet of wine for me, because I'm the king's advisor. How about some cupcakes? No more. Ravens will feed you." Elijah, a giant of faith, defeated 450 Baal prophets. So, here they are, Moses and Elijah. And one day in heaven, I'm going to come up to them and say, "Were you the 2 men that appeared on the Mount of the Ascension when Jesus disappeared? And when a cloud hid them, there appeared 2 men, not angels, men. Was that you too? To tell the disciples, hey, Galileans, so what's happening? What are you doing here? This Jesus that you saw that was taken from you will come back in the same way. Trust me. Elijah, Moses, was that you? We'll have to wait until they get there, I suppose. But the mountaintop experience is unforgettable. It shapes you, it reshapes you, it rebuilds you, it does something for you that you never forget. It changes your life. A mountaintop experience like this, a meeting with God especially, will be unforgettable. Some people come back from conventions or from conferences or meetings or vacation. Oh, a mountaintop experience. Yeah, right, I say, thinking about this one. This one stands out of all the rest because this one is protagonized by God, the creator of heaven and earth. And so Peter is there and he's all content. He said, it's good, Lord, to be here. Let's put up three tabernacles. Tabernacle is a word that means tent of meeting, of being together with God. Kind of like our little church here is a tabernacle where we get together with God. And Peter said, let's do that. And while he was still speaking, Matthew says in his narrative, Matthew 17, you can read it, a cloud of light exploded. Peter was all happy and content because he could see the brightness in Jesus' cloth. It is as if God were saying, Peter, you want tabernacle? Here, bam, here is tabernacle. This is heaven. You have seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. Just believe. So, you and I are here, hearing the word of God, receiving the forgiveness and the absolution for our sins, receiving the Lord's body and blood, a testament, a sacrament that he instituted 2,016 years ago. Tonight, we gather around the same table of the Lord like the disciples in the upper room when he broke bread and gave it to them and said, take, eat. This is given for you for the forgiveness of sins. And take this and drink, all of you. This is my blood in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, in the New Deal, in the new relationship that I arranged for you to have with my Father in heaven. Given for you for the forgiveness of sins. And do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so we do. Every time we come together here, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he returns on the last day. Jesus sometimes shows his glory and sometimes he hides it. He showed his glory when he calmed the storm and when he restored life to the dead, when he fed the multitudes and healed the sick and restored sight to the blind and auditioned to the deaf. He hid his glory when he offered his wrists to be arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was dragged down into the palace of the high priest and stood before Pilate later on that Friday, and when he was dragged up the Golgotha to sacrifice his life for you and me. He did not show his glory there. He was an ugly thing to look at. He was disfigured, Isaiah prophesied, beyond human likeness. He was marred. Yeah, he did not show his glory then. But wait 3 days and see him marching bravely out of the tomb. Then he shows his glory. This is who I am. I am the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And so he did. You and I are sinless because Jesus died for us. And out of sheer love, proclaims his love to us. Then he shows his glory to the fullest. Peter, James, and John recognize his guests, Moses and Elijah, because that was a glimpse of heaven. And in heaven there are no unanswered questions. There are no dark spots or slips of points of ignorance and unknowledge. Everything is plain and revealed in heaven. In the presence of Jesus, in the bright cloud, God speaks. And they are really terrified. They are now in the presence of God and listening to God's voice. This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. Yes, Lord, so we do. Help us to listen to Him. Because in listening to the Son, there is a blessing. There is happiness. There is love. There is joy. There is forgiveness of sins and assurance of eternal life. All because we listen to our Shepherd, the beloved Son of our Father. Each of these two characters of the Old Testament also had mountaintop experiences. Moses, come up to the mountain to me. And so he went, and he spent 40 days up on the mountain with the Lord. And God gave him the Ten Commandments, and he came back. And when he saw that they had fallen away from God already after 40 days, he was so angry that he could not contain his adrenaline. He just broke the two tablets, throwing them on the ground. God's finger had carved the Ten Commandments on those tablets. Now he goes back up to get a carbon copy of it. Except God says, you have to control your temper, Moses. You are going to have to write them yourself. And so he took his chisel and wrote, first commandment, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Second one, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Third one, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, and so all the way down. These he did not break. Elijah had a mountaintop experience on Mount Carmel. God found him there after he had defeated 450 Baal prophets. When he had that beautiful moment of vengeance. Baal's prophets had danced around their altar all day long, asking Baal to ignite their sacrifice on the altar that they had erected. Nothing happened. Surprise, surprise! How can you expect help from someone or something that is not God? Our God is the living God. He does things. He actually introduces himself to us as I am. This is my name, I am. I am is from the verb to be. A verb is an action word. I am, he says. And when Elijah finally says to the prophets of Baal, are you ready to give up? And they said, yes. They had yelled at Baal all morning long, and at noon, Elijah said, maybe he is asleep. You should shout a little louder in your prayers to wake him up. And the fools fell for it. They shouted louder until their voice gave out. He said, maybe he is doubting your sincerity. I think if you would just slice a little bit your arms and let some red show, then he will know that you are sincere in your worship. Baal couldn't do anything. Because he is stone deaf, no pun intended. He is blind. He is paralyzed. He is a stone. He is the creation of human imagination. Well, Elijah went on to Mount Carmel, and God found him there. Elijah, go back down. That's where I need you, God said to him. And he did. You and I are here and we like it. We like to hear the stories about the missionaries around the world and what our contributions are doing here, there, and everywhere. But God needs us really in the intimacy of our families, in the mall, in the restaurant, at work, in the circle of friends. That's where He needs us. It's okay to be here, but the ministry is down there. The disciples had seen Jesus in His glory on the mount, but the valleys, the towns, and the villages were calling for the good news. Peter Peter wanted to remain up, but God, Jesus said, no, let's go. We like it here too, but it's necessary that we go. The disciples, shortly thereafter, would see Jesus on another mount, with his arms spread on a cross, with two robbers, one on his right and one on his left, crucified. And there, they saw no glory. They saw suffering and death. But when God is in the mix, even death is not final. It becomes a curable disease. You and I are cured by his wounds, by his illness, by his disease. And he carried our sorrows. How about that? Not something that we should keep to ourselves, but let's spread it around. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ.